call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, this is your husband trying to reconcile his family, especially with my wife, because I'm in love with you. Maybe that's not understood. Anyway, I didn't think I was clear yesterday. I made that statement, so I thought about it because, you know, I went to the store today. It's the store is a 7-mile round trip, and that plus shopping, you know, in under 2 hours. So I'm healthy and available to one lady and one lady alone. But so I kind of did an update to yesterday's video, because being a follower of Christ requires certain things, such as following Christ, as opposed to the institution. It's ironic because just before 7, I would have probably called at 7, but just before 7, I got a call from David Tulis. We don't speak that much anymore, but every few months we do. We spoke, and it's interesting because in our dialogue, I did mention again that as I matured as a follower of Christ, I am, you know, stating that the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud, and seeking a public dialogue or debate. And he said, you know, when you first said that some months ago, you know, he wasn't too sure about it, but he's coming to embrace it. And especially the way the institutional churches are cowering to the state. That I find interesting. Again, it's a fraud. One of the ways you can see it's a fraud is they have to call the police, or they have to remain silent when challenged. They cannot defend their position, because if you open up your Bible and look for the formation of the institutional church, you won't find it. And if you say, oh, what about this? And unwilling to take the challenge to actually look at those passages that I finally have, it's called cowardice. Not a good thing. And anyway, the video I did for your dad did some clarification on some of the things. And I'm going to continue pressing on. I'm going to point him out as an absolute coward, a fraud, an unloving person, someone who has sacrificed his child to the god of the state, Molech. That is the king. That's the god of the state. You know, when I found that out, it's kind of like, whoa. That's what he's doing. But he, like me, is a flawed man, because obviously, Dorothy and Jane, you know me better than anyone else, and you know a lot of the stupid things I've done. It's not that stupid men repent, reconcile. It's repentant men who reconcile. I repented in so many things, such as wanting the things of this world and wanting to be part of the institutional church. Instead, I want to love and obedience to Christ. Join me, please. Let's do this hand in hand as one. As we promised. Dorothy Jane, I love you.